Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I started off on a happy note because the story that we're going to discuss is very sad. There were three constables who were traveling from Bloemfontein last week on their way back to Johannesburg. And their vehicle went missing. We weren't really sure what happened. We were just told, hey, we're on the lookout. There's a search for them. And I guess the cards started falling into place 2 days ago. Mm. And yesterday we got something which was somewhat of a resolution, but still very, very sad. So these three constables work for an operation called Operation Valumkoti, which is fighting against illegal miners. The one was the girlfriend to the other. The girlfriend used to work in cybersecurity, and the guy was one of the constables who was investigating. And the third constable was a friend of theirs, or essentially a friend of the girlfriend, and they're all traveling together. Now, we're not sure what happened, but their car tracker system lost them somewhere around Gilulis interchange.
No, toll plaza.
No, that's where they were last seen.
Oh, they were last seen.
Their tracker system lost them around Gilulis interchange.
Okay, I got you.
And then, obviously, there was a manhunt and they were looking for them. And yesterday, for some reason, they ended up by the river. Hennops River. And they were looking for them by the banks. They found three bodies that they eventually identified as being them. And then they found two extra bodies, right? Now, the issue of illegal mining in South Africa, these are not just people that are working in isolation. This is a syndicate. And I tell you this for the same reason that I tell you what we discussed yesterday about copper transactions. Once you have got a high precious metal, whether platinum or gold, you need to sell it to somebody. Mm. And it's expensive. And whomever you sell it to then needs to be able to process that product and put it in the market. Only people that have means are able to do that. So it can either be a legitimate mine or miner or somebody who operates, in the illegal sector of trading minerals. So this is essentially what you would call organized crime. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure if this has anything to do with their jobs, but their parents seem to think so. And if that is the case, then there's obviously been foul play here, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of a random hijacking. This was possibly a hit, maybe based on a case we're working on. But again, this is all speculative. Nobody knows anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what's been reported. And now I'm asking what your opinion is. Funda?
Well, I can't necessarily share my opinion, but just to reiterate what you're saying, that right now, everything is still speculative. They were retrieved at Hennops River, but many I saw on social media immediately, because there was rolling coverage on all news stations as this was happening. Many were asking, how did the police know to go and search there? And then it was stated that because that's where the cameras lost track them, but also one of the constables in the car had attempted to access their banking app. So that also indicated that somewhere there is where they could have been lost at. And they arrived at Hennops, and unfortunately they retrieved the three bodies. And then the other two, one of them being an administrator at Littleton Police Station, which was quite bizarre to me too, that was he there with them? Couldn't have been. Or was this a body that would have been in the river maybe 2-3 days before their bodies? It's honestly a very, very tragic but also bizarre story. And it's going to be difficult for police, I think, to establish what happened.
Yeah, so that last speculative comment that you made seems plausible, right? Mm. Because the bodies were at varying stages of decomposition.
Yeah.
Would, I guess, insinuate that they didn't die at the same time. Mm. Or at the very least weren't loaded or weren't put there at the same time.
Mm. Yeah.
So, man, it's a very, very, very tragic story. Let us know what your thoughts are specifically, because right now, I mean, I don't know what to think. I just think that is very, very sad. That's all I know. You can give us a shout, 086-00-00-959.
Nami, I'm with the parents. There's just something fishy. And to add salt into this wound, kuthole even amanyama body khona lapho. And one of the male bodies that were found, so I don't think it is just an accident, Lena, honestly.
Yeah. So let me explain something. I saw a lot of people saying, well, how can cops get hijacked, for example, right? They were in a private vehicle. And sometimes, even if you work for the SAPS, you don't necessarily carry a pistol. I'll give you an example. This one constable used to work in the cyber crimes department. Now, cyber crimes are online. You don't necessarily confront people physically.
True.
So there's no need for you to carry a pistol. You obviously go through SAPS training, and then at the end of the day, you decide whether you want a service pistol or not. Like, my sister works for SAPS, I've told you guys, but she works in the lab, right? They do forensics. And so she doesn't carry a pistol, even though she's gone through SAPS training. Should she want one, she can go get it. But you don't always have to carry a pistol just because you work for SAPS.
This situation, Nyalabo Constable, is very painful because the car that they were actually also traveling in was never found. You know, that's the sad part. The car was never found. So now, also the fact that Uzi, when they're investigating such cases, the chances are it's someone with so much power. If it was a hit, it's someone with so much power, maybe they were now crossing lines that they were not supposed to be on. It's going to be hard because that power does not end Ulama Diamond. They probably have people in power in places that will make sure Guti justice is never served, or they will call it maybe a mere hijacking or an accident gone wrong. That's the sad thing about all this.
And again, we're just speculating here. We have no idea how far along the investigation they were. We have no idea which part of the task force team they were part of. We have no idea of any of those things. It could really just be a random hijacking. It could have been that. And then the guys panicked when they saw that, oh, these are actually officers. You see?
And then what about the other two bodies as well then?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that is a very, very, very sad story. But for me, it seems like there's a cover-up for something, Lana. It seems like there was a hit, and there's a big, big story behind this. Hopefully something will come out of this. Hopefully all will be revealed. But it seems like, there's a big, big cover-up of something, and people are getting removed for some reason. But it's very tragic, man. It's so, so sad.
Yes, and Bunani sees the world. Sees when I'm in Angambelana now. When I land away, I'm a constable. No. There's definitely foul play here. It's all when I was listening to the broadcast about Uthi Kwenzakaleni, and then Kwakhulunywa Uthi there's three bodies, and then there's another body, and another body 10 k's away. Immediately, I could smell a rat. There's definitely foul play. Futhuma Uthi basebenzela le operation yemigodi le. No. Mele ba investigate kahle lamaphoyisa investigator. Was the right? But now, when I was investigating, they could already know what's going on. Hey, Luxus South Africa.
Hey,
Bafitumina, my two senses here. I have two theories of this thing. Number one, Nashu Utsidentole is an inside job from one of the government officials. That's the government, I'm a government officials, guys. They're involved in illegal mining. They are involved, guys. And then Kulunga government officials, Nyana Mata, Avantuni, Navali Pads, Kulunga Tavali Pizu, of it. And Rabat Basibin Sana, Navandu, our processor. Minerals law, and our servant for South Africa, and Avantolis. Avantabalia, apparently. There were Babu said into the survey with the wheat product. Second theory, guys, Minangashu, which is in Tolena, it was a hit. There were hits either a Mopuisa, now a seven sana, now illegal miners.
Hey, we'll never know. But obviously, the investigation will reveal more details as they get more information.
Yo, guys, says Peter is Quentin Tarantino. Yo, South Africa is a movie. It feels like a movie. You know, it feels like one of those movies is Armando Lawa. This guy that just goes around killing people. I mean, I'm a mafia. You know, and then you discover bodies everywhere. Yo, guys, if this can happen to cops, how safe are we? Yo. Sasa Spila is Hollywood. singazimiselanga, guys. Yo, it's so sad. It's just so sad. I can't even imagine what the families are going through right now to have your children die like that. Just for them doing their jobs. Yo, I can't. Yo, South Africa is a movie.
And these constables were very, very young. They're in their 20s. Now, generally, when you're part of a task force, it's a team of people. It's not just an individual. And so if any information had been uncovered, for example, during an investigation, the entire team would know and not just that one individual. So that should also maybe... I'll say give us peace of mind that this was maybe just a random incident, because none of the other team members seemingly were harmed. So I don't know, though.
For me, that would make them suspects, to be honest. I mean, we know, bro, cops and the corruption and how they easily get infiltrated by these criminal syndicates as well. So I wouldn't rule that out and just say it's a random hit.
I just feel like this is a homicide situation, because why would it be like organized crime? The first thing that came to my mind when they were found on Hennepin River, I just thought serial killer, homicide. How does the police, national police, solve this situation? It's actually very scary to think about it, that the police getting lost themselves and being found dead in Pretoria. How about normal human beings?
Now, one other thing that I haven't seen in the reports, right? There hasn't been a cause of death that's been reported. So in other words, there hasn't been maybe any blunt force trauma. They weren't found with bullet wounds, maybe to the head or anything like that. So that's obviously going to come once they conduct a post-mortem report and they feel that it's necessary for them to report that. It could also just have been maybe a car accident. Right?
Then where's the car? Where's the Polo?
I have no idea.
Because only a Renault van was found.
If the same camera track around.
Well, like I said, the car tracker system basically pointed them towards Gililu's interchange. Beyond that, there was nothing else.
Hi, man. You know, this story is very sad. To my understanding, if you look at that stretch before you reach to the river, there's a turnoff that takes you into Centurion under that Gautrain Bridge. There's cameras from that stretch all the way down to Mark Road before you get to that river. Across there, where there's Afbob, there's also a camera there. Surely there's somebody could have speak up something of those people. How did they land it there in that river? You know, it's very sad. Yeah, scary to be in South Africa.
Very, very, very scary.
I see the world. Yeah, the story of the three police, the constables, is very sad. I think once we get to know how, like, some of the evidence that they're going together, do they have gunshot wounds? Did they drown? Did they have water in their lungs and all of that? I think once the forensic evidence is known, then it will be clear whether was it organized by the people that they were investigating. But at this point, nothing really makes sense. And I've got a friend who works at SARS, at the investigation department, where they investigate organized crime as well. That is also hectic as well. So yeah, it's really sad. That's that's really all I can say.
And maybe the media's at fault for reporting on the story before all the details are out. Maybe they should have rather gathered all the evidence and then came out and told us once they knew exactly what was going on, because now all is leading to speculation. I don't know.
Hi, Ilomo. This is another Senzo Meyiwa case where it's going to take us close to 10 years to find the truth with what happened to those cops. Condolences to the families.
Hey, I certainly hope not.
Yeah, this is sad. Yeah, this is sad. What I can say, because we keep on saying Amaphoyisa was the South Africa was savings. I pray with Mabas prove it wrong this time on this case by Solvegar. And I wish about deputy, nabo constable, nabo investigator, about social media, about emotion, the case there, but poor Messi Bugel, Amaphoyisa was South Africa. I solve. I pray with it, but prove it wrong. I'm a person of South Africa. I solve the case. I solve it. This is very sad. This is very sad in that way.
Mm.
On, based on the topic of the day, I will ask one. This constable, Mababa Thola, is their body is in the blood walls, wounds, or maybe Ukwazo or something of that nature, or maybe Baba Drown or something? Maybe. If maybe when I'm up late, we'll just ask what's my bullet or assas. Because we didn't have any rain, guessing that maybe their car has been washed away.
Well, that's the thing. We weren't told any of that. I haven't seen any report that alludes to a cause of death. So we are all just, I guess, in the dark regarding that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.